We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Eruvei Tchumen, Halacha Hey, in middle of paragraph Dalid. Those that have the standard 8-volume sets, it's page 120, the right-hand column, about a third of the way down the column. Ve'ikur hu emuna b'shleimus nimshach al yidei ha-tzadikim hu amitiyim. Whereas the ability to believe in Hashem b'shleimus, in the fullest sense, that's something that Klal Yisrael receives from the true tzaddikim. Shetekev shemagia aleihem he'olav isnoitetzanal, where these great tzaddikim, when they receive that tiny spark, azay mamshichem zoy seora, they stretch it. Shehu b'chinas ruchni eselukus, they take that spiritual light and they draw it into tzimtzumim. They bring it into kalim, into vessels. And this allows that light to stretch itself and to shine into their brains, into their minds. And it causes their souls to be turned on and to shine brightly. And this is what causes these tzaddikim to rise up and to generate this mayin nukvim, these spiritual waters that are needed to prepare for a heavenly yichud by through a feeling of a willingness to die, to sanctify the name of Hashem. And that's how these tzaddikim cause that inner yichud to take place. Shemishom nimshach chius gavoya yoser, which generates a much, much more powerful light than the light we're talking about till now. Shehu chius neshamos hatzadikim, which is the light that draws life into the souls of human beings, into the souls of tzadikim. Shaydeze hachius hagavoya, whereby through this great, great light, that's what gives these tzaddikim the ability to broadcast the message of Emunah and Hashem throughout the world in the fullest sense. The Zeh Bechinas, this is what's referred to in the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, where it says, Moshcheni, pull me to you, Achrecho Narutzo, I will chase after you. Upirish Rashi, Rashi HaKodesh says over there in Shir HaShirim that this pasuk refers to a Jew saying to Hashem as follows: Ani shomati mishluchecho shatoroitze lemoshcheni. I have heard from your messengers that you want to draw me close to you. Va'ani acharecho narutzo, and therefore I want to run after you. Rav Nosson Zal says this is exactly what we said before. Hainu kanal. Sheyisroel Kedoshim, the holy Jews, taketh kishemeir aleim heoranal, as soon as they feel that spark of light that comes to them from that outer yichud of Chochman Bina, shemeramez eslohem lahamshich achrav yisborach, which is sending them a tiny, tiny message to come close to Hashem, to be drawn to Hashem, azai taketh heimrotzim achrav behishtoikikus godol, they start running after it with tremendous yearning, ubemesiras nefesh, and mamish putting their life on the line, vazai gurmin yichud pnimi, and by doing that, they cause that inner yichud to happen. Shaydeze nimshach heora govoya moid, which generates a much, much higher light. Shemegalalohem sisrei genizoisov, which reveals to them the secrets of Hashem's inner treasury. Shezeu bechinas, this is what the next pasuk says over there in Shir HaShirim. Heviani hamelech hadorov, the king has brought me into his inner chambers. Shehem bechinas genazia de malka, this refers to the treasury of the king. Hagnuzim bechadrei chadorim, which is hidden in the innermost chambers. Shenizgalim la tzadikim al idei bechina nal, which is revealed to tzadikim when they do what we just described. Shehu bechinas moshcheni, kama acharecho narutza. These two steps. shetekev kishemisnoitetz lohem b'leiv lehimoshech achrov yisporach, the second they get the tiniest message, the tiniest spark of light that's shined into their heart, telling them, wake up, there's a Hashem, come close to Hashem, heim rotzim achrov b'mesiras nefesh al kiddush Hashem. They go flying after it, they go running after Hashem with mesiras nefesh. V'zehu b'chinas doidi sholach yodoi menachoyer umeyai homu alov. And this is the interpretation of another pasuk in Shir Hashirim, where the pasuk says, my beloved has stuck his hand out of the hole, and my inner feelings yearn to it. The first part of the pasuk is referring to that tiny spark of light that's shined into the heart of a tzaddik or a Jew in this world, that's generated from that outer yichud of Chachma and Bina, shenimshach miyichud hachitzoni she'enoy nifsak, shehu bechinas remozim. That's that hint that's given to the person, where the person is, you know, the person hears a little twitch, a little twang. Like somebody who puts his hand out and motions to his friend, follow me, with his finger. Vani, and I, the tzaddik, taketh immediately, umei homu alav. My intestines yearn desperately for it. Lirdo chachrov b'mesiras nefesh, to chase after that with every feeling in my heart. V'ze b'chinas oznayim korisali v'chulu ozamarti hine bosi. Another pasuk. Oznayim korisali ze b'chinas remozim hanal u'kemuvon mipirish Rashi sham. Rashi says on the pasuk, oznayim korisali, you whispered into my ear. You know, again, I was given the slightest hint. Ozamarti hine bosi. And right away I came running. Because I'm ready to serve you with everything I have, to put my life on the line for it. V'alkein be'emes zochisi shebisarto tzedek b'kahal rav. And that's what gave me the privilege to announce Hashem's righteousness in the great community, you know, in the great kahal. Tzidkoscho lechisisi b'soich libi. Your righteousness, Hashem, I did not hide inside my heart. I didn't cover it up inside my heart, but rather, emunoscha utshuoscha omarti. Your emuna and your tshua, I announced it, I proclaimed it to all. Hainu ki betchilo hoyorak hisoyerus v'snoitetzis emuna b'chusa b'toy chalei bovad. Because in the beginning, when that tiny spark made its appearance, it made its appearance inside the heart of the tzad, of the Jew in this world, you know, where it entered into. Where it couldn't be spoken about yet, it was just a tiny, tiny little spark. But through the fact that I took the ball and ran with it, I took that tiny little spark, and that was enough star fluid to turn me on and to light me up completely and to get me running to Hashem. And I put my life on the line, Hashem, to follow you into the desert, you know, out of Mitzrayim, into the desert where there was no, you know, no plants, no vegetation. Zochisi lekabelas haTorah, I was zeicha to receive the Torah, ulaham shecholai heora niflo miyichud hapnimi, and to draw upon myself that great, great light that comes from the inner yichud. See here, Rav Nosson Zal is tying it into that light that appears on the night of Pesach, on the first night of Pesach. We said when Hashem took the Jews out of Mitzrayim, which was a light which they did not deserve. It was something that wasn't earned. And therefore, it made its appearance on that first night of Pesach, and that was it. And then it was extinguished. However, with the help of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Jews took that and ran with it. They ran out of Mitzrayim, and they ran into the desert, and they followed Hashem for 49 days, until they got to Har Sinai, where there, as a result of their climbing those 49 steps of the ladder, they got to the top, where they received the light that came from the Yichud HaPnimi. They received Kabbalah Satorah, where Hashem's message was not just in a spark in anybody's little heart, but there it was broadcasted worldwide, live. And that's what gives me the ability to announce your righteousness in public. And to announce faith in Hashem with openly. Through the power of the Torah which I received. What is the Torah? A big, gigantic bomb of emunah. Bebechinas emunoscha utshuoscha omarti, which is what the pasuk is saying. I announced faith in you and your salvations. Shalidei haTorah shemekablin alidei bechinas now, through the Torah that a person is zeche to receive on Shavuos, after having gone that full distance, after having gotten that spark of light at Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then gone 49 levels of Mesiras Nefesh, following Hashem into the desert, you know, and traveling those 49 levels, Yecholim Legalo Yisro Emuna Bepeh Mole L'chol Bo Yoylom. Now we're ready to announce the Emuna Hashem and to teach Emuna Hashem to the entire world. Paragraph Hey. Rav Nosson Zal says now, U'bozeh onu gvoyim harbei min hamalochim. And in this respect, we human beings are on a much higher level than angels. Sheheim oimdim. They are stationary. They do not advance. She'eino mekablim chiyus elokusoi kiyim meyichud hachitzoim. They only receive spiritual life from that outer yichud of yud kei, v'yafal pi shehi mekablim heora hazois bo'er godel v'niflo v'noir moed harbe govoya yoiser me haheora hanemsheches misham letachdoinu v'kanal. And Rav Nosson Zal says now, despite the fact that the malochim, when they receive the light that comes from this outer yichud of yud kei, they receive it in its fullest form. They receive it as millions of watts of spiritual energy, which is much, much more than we on earth. When we receive light from that outer yichud, we receive it constricted and filtered. We receive it as a spark, just about, a small spark, whereas the malachim receive it as a blast of nuclear energy, you know, super powerful light. Afal Pikein, despite that, Ein Lohem Koyach Ligroim Yichud Hapnimi, the Malachim, the angels, do not have the ability to participate in helping to affect that inner Yichud of Yud Kei, which is Lechadei Shoemuna Beha'oro Yeserov Niflo. As we explained in the previous year, that inner Yichud, the light that's generated from that inner Yichud, is what renews the Emuna, is what broadcasts a message of Emuna all over the world. Aval anachnu am kodosh, whereas we, Bnei Yisrael, adaraba, we're different from the angels. Machmaze biatzmoi, shetchila seora seemuna bo aleinu boze hoilom bitzimtzum, rak bibechinas hisnoitetzus veremozim, because of the fact that when the light that comes from that outer yichud of yud kei, which we said before is a yichud that's constant, it's never interrupted, and it's something that's not dependent on man at all whatsoever. It's a heavenly yichud that's constantly pumping out light, generating energy. Because of the fact that when we on earth receive the light that's coming from that outer yichud, we receive it with a tremendous tzimtzum, very, very constricted. And it comes to us only in the form of a remez. V'alidei zeh yesh lanu bechira, and therefore it still leaves us with free choice. Azai, kishe'onu zeichen livchor bohoemes v'hatoiv. Therefore, when a Jew on earth makes the choice to choose the truth and to choose what's right, lirdoi velorutz achrav yisborach b'mesiras nefesh kanal, to run after Hashem with mesiras nefesh, just on the impulse of that small speck of light that hit him, that was coming from that outer yichud of yud kei. Azai onu zoichen ligroim yichud hapnimi. Then the Jew by his chasing after Hashem with Mesiras Nefesh, as a result of having been given that tiny spark, that's how that Jew is zeichet to generate the Yichud HaPnimi of Yudkei, Shemishom Nimshach Oleinu He'oro Niflo B'yediyas Tshukas Emunos Yisborach, which generates a very, very bright light of yearning to have faith in Hashem. Masha'ein Hamalochim Yoide Mimeno, which the angels have no contact with whatsoever. Ki yesh lonu koyach lechadesh esamuna behischatshus niflo, because we human beings on earth, we have the ability to bring about a renewal, a revival, and a refreshing of emuna in an incredible way, on an incredible level. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, chadoshim labekorim rabo emunasecho. Dehainu al yidei bechinas anal, based on the cycle that we discussed over here, that there is light that's flowing constantly from this yichud chitzoin of Yudkei, and when that light reaches down to this world, when it comes down to this world, it comes down millions of levels, it's coming millions of levels down to reach us. And it comes down in a very, very tiny, tiny form. And it enters into the heart of a Jew like a tiny spark. And if a Jew is zeichet to have the right feelings, the right desires, when that spark hits him, it ignites. And the person suddenly feels a surge of desire, of yearning for Hashem. And the person does something, if the person is zeichet to do something spectacular for Hashem with Mesiras Nefesh, that's what causes that Yichud Pnimi of Yudkei to take place, and that generates an incredible bright light which brings about a broadcasting of the message of Emuna worldwide. Paragraph Vov. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Ubozeh v'zehu hachilik shebein Yisrael umos olam. And this is the difference between the Jewish people versus all the other nations. Ki zois ha'heoro hanal hanemsheches miyichud hachitzoin lekiyum ha'olamos, because the light that's flowing from that outer yichud of Yudkei, which we said is needed to sustain the worlds, to keep the worlds going, shemishom bo b'leiv ha'odom hisnoitzitzus uremozim lo rutzach rav yisborach, which that light sometimes is when it comes down to this physical world, it enters into the heart of a Jew as a spark, or as a remez, as a hint to that Jew to run to Hashem. Zois ha'heoro v'achius nimshach gam al kol homois oilam. This doesn't apply to Jews only, but rather this also happens lahavdil to non-Jews. Ki Hashem Yisborach mekayem gam oisom berachamov b'chius hanimshach mishom, because Hashem is also sustaining the non-Jews with His infinite kindness through spiritual energy that's coming from that yichud hachitzoim. V'roitze lahamshich oisom gam kein lemunosei akdoshim, and Hashem is also looking to draw them to emuna. Avol heim, however, the difference is as follows. They, the non-Jews, kishibo aleim heoro v'snoitzus uremozim anal, when this spark enters into their heart and they're given these remozim, these hints, heim poinim oiref milishmoya, they reject it, they turn their back on it. Ki einom roitzim lahashlich ta'avosom horois, because they are unwilling to throw away, to get rid of their evil desires. V'limsor nafshom b'shvilo yisporach, and to prepare to put their life on the line for Hashem, to serve, to find Hashem, you know, with Mesiras Nefesh. Rav Nosson Zal says now, V'ze b'chinas Hashem mi Sinai bo v'zorach mi Seir lomoy. This discussion that we're having now is hinted to in the Gemara, where the Gemara says that when Hashem wanted to present the Torah to the world, He first went to the non-Jewish nations and offered it to them. And when He showed it to them, again, he just opened the door a little bit. He showed them a mitzvah, and upon seeing a mitzvah, the Gemara says, Rav Nosson Zal quotes the Gemara, Malameid shehechzer HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaToyro al kol homois. This pasuk in Parshas Vezos HaBrocha teaches us that Hashem took the Torah around and offered it to all the different nations. V'loy rotzu l'kablo, and they refused to accept it. Kiyim Yisrael, the only ones who were willing to accept it was the Jewish people. Haino b'chinas hanal, this is tied into what we're learning. Kial yidei chiyus v'hisnoitetsu selakus hanal, rimez lohem Hashem yizborach, sheyum shechu achro v'yikablu atoyro. Because again, Hashem took that spiritual light that's flowing from that Yichud HaChitzon of Yud-Kei, and he shined it into the Goyim at that time. He shined a spark of light into them to see if they would take the bait or not. They rejected it. They refused the bait. They weren't interested. Avolheim ponu erev, they turned their back on it. V'loy rotzu limser nafshom u'lahashlich tavosam l'kabbalat Torah. They were unwilling to show loyalty to Hashem and to throw away their taivos. Yishmael was unwilling to throw away their taiva for women. Esav was unwilling to throw away his taiva for murder, for killing people. V'azai, and then, loy dai sheloy zochu ligroim yichud apnimi, not only were they not privileged to cause the yichud apnimi, Shemishom Iker Hizgalos Oemuna Betoisvis Oyanifla, which is what really causes an explosion of light in this world, broadcasting the message of Emuna and Hashem worldwide, Sheze Iker Kabbalah Satoira Kenizkaleel, which was the essence of what Kabbalah Satoira was all about. When we talk about Hashem coming down on Har Sinai to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael, the most important message that Hashem was broadcasting was Emunah. Proof is, his opening statement was, Anoichi Hashem Eloikecha, I am Hashem, Lo Yeh Lecha Lekim Acherim. That's what Matan Torah was all about. So not only did the Goyim not participate, not have a schus in affecting that Yichud Pnimi at all, Af Gam Afilu Oyer Hanimshach Bekvius Mibchinas Yichud Achitz Kanal, Gamze Kilkalu Alidei Maseim Horoim. They, in addition to that, they messed up the light, that spark of light that was being shined onto them from the Yichud Achitzon. By their rejecting that, they messed that up. V'nimshach lohem alidei ze kfirois ve'emunois kuzius. And they traded in the message of Emuna, they traded it in for atheism and false beliefs. Ki ze ikar bechinas habchiro sheyesh lebnei odom boilam hazeh agashmi. Now, Rav Nosson says, because this is the essence of the free choice that human beings have in this physical world. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain exactly how it works. What's the seder of bechira in this world? Shekishamagi aleim haheoro v'haisnoitesu selakus. Hanimshach mebechinas yichud hachitzoin bekvius lekiyum hoilomois shehu bechinas chiyus hamalochim kanal, that when the light that's flowing from the yichud hachitzoin, that's always flowing, that yichud hachitzoin is always there and it's always generating light, when that light which feeds the angels, number one, and number two, and again, when it hits the angels, it hits them as millions of watts of light. That light also goes down, 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 down to this physical world. And along the way, it loses tons of energy and momentum. And it comes down to this world like a laser beam, you know, like a thin, thin laser beam. And it enters into the hearts of human beings as a tiny little spark. Azai yesh koyach lebnei odom livchor b'chaim. That's what starts the process. That's what flicks the switch for the human being to make a choice, to choose life. Dehainu ledabek atzmoi elohemes, to make a choice of attaching oneself to the truth. Ulehishtoikek leemunosoi behishtoikekus godoil, and to increase their feelings of faith in Hashem with tremendous yearning, ulahashlich kol hataivos, and to reject all their nonsense, all the shtuyot of this world that they're attached to reject all the physicalness, v'limsar nafshay al kiddush Hashem b'shvil Hashem yisborach, and to decide to go spiritual, to decide to connect with Hashem, to connect with their soul. Ki al yidei ha-hisnoitesus hazeh levad, yoidei ha-odam b'nafshay, sheroi lahashlich kol ha-taivoy sagashmiyis, kidei lirdoi v'lo rutzachar ha-sogas ha-tachlus ha-nifla hazeh, lahasik tshuka ha-samanose ha-gdoisho. Because that spark, when that spark enters into the heart of a human being, it's enough to turn on that person. Where that person is turned on, something spiritual is turned on in that person, and that person feels themselves being pulled in a direction of spirituality, but they're made aware that in order to take that rope, in order to grab hold of that rope, they have to let go of the taivas rois and midos rois that they're involved in. Ki haleiv shel ish kosher sheloi kilkel mais avadayim, because the heart of a good human being, a good person, who hasn't messed himself up yet really badly, yoidea meyatzmoi umeivin shel ahasogas hatachlis hazeh lahakirois yizborach tzrichen lahashlich kol ataivois v'limsar nafshi al kiddush Hashem, that in order for the person to connect with that spirituality, in order for that person to start climbing that ladder of coming close to Hashem, the person has to reject and get rid of all their taivas rois, all their physicalness, and be prepared to die for Hashem. V'lisboil kol ha'inuyim v'ha'isurim b'shvil kvoid shema yisborach, and to be prepared to become an ascetic, what we call an ascetic in this world, to be prepared to suffer all kinds of pain and suffering for Hashem, to honor Hashem. Umi shezoicha livchor b'chaim, and a person who's zoicha to make that choice, to choose life, real life, ulehisoirer, and to be inspired, to be turned on, al yidei hisnoitesus hazeh, through this spark that's been ignited in his heart, limsar nafshe b'shvil Hashem yisborach, to put himself on the line for Hashem, kemoi ovoi soilam, for instance, Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov, v'hat tzadikim amitim haboim achreim, and the great tzadikim who came after them, azai zoichim al yidei zeh ligroim yichud apnimi. Those people, when they start running to Hashem, and when they start crossing those bridges, making those advances, they are zeicha to cause that yichud pnimi. Vaydezer nimshach aleihem moichin gemurim misham, and from that yichud pnimi comes forth a shleimus hasechel, bechinas chiyus haneshamos shel tzadikim, which is the spiritual life of the souls of tzadikim. Shehu chius govoya ve'elyon yoiser, which is a much higher level of spirituality than what the angels have, and than what's coming from that yichud achitzim. Shaydeze nizgale ho'emuna b'tachlis hashlemus kanal, and this results in faith in Hashem being broadcasted in the best way possible. Aval haksilim hamemanim lishmoya, whereas the fools who refuse to take the bait, who refuse to hear that the message that's been sent to them, asher bevoyolov hisnoitzus hazois enoy meisim liboy lezer, whereby when they get that phone call, when they get that spark that gets sent into their hearts, they're not willing to pick up, they're not willing to connect with it. And like a deaf person, they close their ears from hearing ha-hisoyrus, the inspiration, v'horimozim hanim shochem isham, and the hints that are being sent to them from there. Azai loydai she'en egoyim yichud elyon apnimi kanal. What happens is, not only do they lose out on being zeichet to be involved in causing that inner yichud, That for sure they lose out on. Afgam oiso heora biatzmo niskalkala etzloi. But even the spark of spirituality that was sent to them from the Yichud Achitzoin now gets messed up, it gets scrambled. V'nase etzloi emunois kuzvius v'avoidezoro ukfirois. And it becomes the opposite of Emunah Hashem. It gets turned into atheism or voodooism or all kinds of junk, anything other than real, other than the real thing, real Emunah Hashem. Ki machmas gashmius va'achirus zeh ha'olam, because as a result of the physicalness of this world and the ugliness of this physical world, al kein yefsh lekabel zois ha'ora hagdoila bozeh ha'olam ki bechinas hisnoitzus uremozim bi'alma. That's what causes that when the light of the oyer of that yichud achitzoin comes into this world, it can only come in the form of a spark, like we said before. It can only come in a very, very tiny droplet. Shemachmazeh, she'ein ha'heoro mizgalas bozeh ho'ilam be'izgalya kemoi bo'ilam hamalochim, rak bederech remez v'snoitutzus kanal, because of the fact that when the light that's coming from that yichud achitzan comes into this world, it's coming in a very small droplet, much, much different then when it comes into the world of the angels, where it comes in there booming, blasting, al kein yesh livnei ha'odom bechira l'toy v'ilehepech. That's what makes it possible for the human beings, yes, to have free choice. The angels, when they receive those 6 million watts of light that are coming from that yichud achitzoin, they have no choice. There's no bechira, there's no nothing. However, the light of that Yichud Achitzon, when it comes down to this world, and it's coming down much, much tinier, it still leaves a lot of room for free choice. Shekishe Zoyche Kanal, so that when a person is privileged to make the right choice, Azai Mamshech Chiyus MiYichud HaPnimi, that person goes ahead and does mitzvahs, which result in causing the Yichud HaPnimi, and which result in that person eventually receiving light from that Yichud HaPnimi. V'oz daiko mamshich al atzmoi hu emuna b'shleimus kanal. And then that person receives a complete, complete fulfillment of faith in Hashem. Ki machmas gashmius ho'ilam, ein maspik lonu ha'heoro shel Yichud HaChitzoin, shemeir u'mechayes hamalochim. Because of the fact that the world that we are in is so physical and so yichy and everything, the light that's coming from that yichud hachitzoin and is sustaining the malachim, for the malachim, it turns them on. It gives them billions of watts. In this world, it's a tiny little beep. You know, that's all. That's all the noise it makes. Because of the fact that this Olam Ho'asir that we are in is so much lower than the world of the angels, in order to turn on a bright light in this world, it's got to come from a much, much higher source. So that it has the ability to be cloaked in this world, and so that the gashmius of this world shouldn't be able to smother it completely. As is explained in Likutei Moran, in Torah Lamed, in the first half of Likutei Moran, and in other places. Whereas the spirituality, the high, that awesome spirituality that comes from the Yichud HaPnimi, tzorich lahamshich olav biatzmoi al yidei isaruso de lesato, shemesoyer ho'odom al yidei ha'heorov esnoitzus hanimshich olav mi Yichud HaChitzon kanal. As we said before, in order for a Jew to be zoche to receive from that Yichud HaPnimi, it takes action on the part of the Jew. It takes it that when the person receives that spark, that hint that comes from the Yichud HaChitzon, He picks up the ball and he runs with it. He starts running towards Hashem. And he does something special, or he does some special things. And those special things send up Mayanik Nukvin, which cause the Yichud HaPnimi. When that Yichud HaPnimi takes place, that causes an incredible explosion that generates a light that's much, much, much higher than the light that came from the Yichud HaChitzon. And when that light comes into this world, the Gashmius of this world can't cover it, can't smother it in any way, but rather it's blasting a message of Emunah in Hashem. For instance, like what took place on Shavuos at Matan Torah. V'alkein, and therefore, haksilim haboicharim bara, the fools who choose a bad way of life, she'enom roitzim lirdoi v'loretz achrav yisborach b'mesiras nefesh kanal, they're not willing to follow Hashem with mesiras nefesh, azai niskalkel etzlom hachiyus hanimshach miyichud achitzoim, v'nas etzlom kfirus v'emunas kuzbius. Then what happens is, the light that came to them from the Yichud HaChitzon, if it's not used for good, it gets spoiled, and it turns the other way. And instead of being a spiritual light that brings the person towards Hashem, it gets turned into something that brings the person further away from Hashem, either through atheism, denial of Hashem completely, or false beliefs, etc. Ki machmas gashmius ha'olam hazeh, Einam yecholim lekabel ho'er hazeh kanal. Because since this physical world is so physical, that light isn't enough to sustain the person. That isn't enough, you know, to carry the person, you know, for any long period of time. Vaydezeh nase etzlom avidezoro v'emunas kuzvis ukfirois. So therefore, if the person doesn't use it as starter fluid to lead him to generate the Yichud HaPnimi and cause that light to come to the world, if he doesn't do that, the light of the Yichud HaChitzon ends up getting messed up. V'zeh b'chinas ma'ashom razal b'chol mokoim muktor u'mugash l'shmi. And this is what the Gemara means when the Gemara says that Hashem says wherever people are worshipping a Hashem, no, it's even the non-Jews in their houses of worship, where this one thinks he's worshipping Yashka Pundrik, and this one thinks he's worshipping Buddha, and this one thinks he's worshipping Muhammad, and this, all of those turkeys. In reality, Hashem says, it's all me. Because those other things are fakes, are phonies, they're see-through. So these people are bringing sacrifices, doing all of that kind of stuff, which is really going up to Hashem. De korule eloko de elokaya, because even the non-Jews refer to Hashem as the host of hosts. Shafilu ho'akum ho'ivdem avodazora moidem b'Hashem yisborach. We know that some of the non-Jews who believe in idols, who believe in other beliefs, the father, the son, the mother-in-law, and the unholy ghost, that stuff, even they believe moidem b'Hashem yisborach. They admit to a concept of Hashem. It's just that they make a mistake. They have their false beliefs. They have their additional stuff.
Where does that come from? Achze nimshach mebechinas hanal, mebechinas yichud hachitzoim she'enoi nifsak.
That comes from the spiritual light that comes from that Yichud HaChitzon, which we said is constant. Shemishom nimshach chiyus lechol hoilamos. From there is being generated spirituality to all the worlds. Vafilu le'umay soilam, and even to the non-Jews. Ve'ikar hachiyus hu'emuna. And when we use the term spirituality or light or anything like that, Rav Nosson Zal says what we're really talking about is faith in Hashem. That's what it is. Ki b'loy emuna ein shum chiyus boilam. Because without faith, there is no spirituality in the world. Bebechina says, the Pasuk says, v'chol ma'asehu be'emuna. All of Hashem's creations with faith. So it's all emuna. Ach etzel umay soilam she'enam roitzem limson afshem b'shvil Hashem yizborach. However, by the non-Jews who refuse to put themselves out for Hashem, to reject the Tivus Rois and Midas Rois and that stuff, Niskalkel Etzlam Hehor Azois, the light that comes from the Yichud HaChitzon gets messed up, V'Nas Etzlam Kfirois V'Munas Kuzvius, and it ends up turning into Kfira and false beliefs. Avol Al Kol Ponim, Rubam Kikulam Muchrochim Lohoidois B'Metzius Hashem Yisborach V'Achdus Yisborach. However, even as messed up as it gets, most of the non-Jews have to admit to some kind of concept of a God, of a G-O-D, to a one Hashem. Rak shekol echod nisel lemokim shenisel eize kfira v'munis kuzvius machma sheniskalkel etzlam hora hanal v'kanal. However, they put in other ingredients. They put in cinnamon and pepper and knows they add other stuff, nonsense, junk, false beliefs to that basic true belief. V'zehu hachiluk shebein hamalochim lebnei odom. And Rav Nosson Zal once again says that this is the difference between angels and human beings. She'etzel hamalochim ha'heora hanal miyichud hachitzoin be'izgalia, bo'er nifla. When the light of the yichud hachitzoin enters into the world of the angels, it comes in there as millions of watts. It comes in its full brightness. And therefore, v'yalkein ein lohem b'chira. And it removes any possibility of free choice from the angels. They are receiving Hashem's message loud and clear. V'yeshloem ha'or azois b'kvius. And they receive that on a constant basis. It's flowing all the time. V'yoyde me'ashem yizborach tomid. And therefore, they're aware of Hashem all the time. Avol einim yecholim lalois midargo ledargo. However, they do not have the ability to grow, to rise from one level, to go up from level to level. Lechadesh yidiyosam v'emunosam. To renew their awareness of Hashem and their faith in Hashem. Avol b'nei odom, whereas human beings, im boicharim batoiv, if a human being is zoicha, to make the right choice, to choose the path of good, yesh lohem mailal hamalochim. They have an advantage over the angels, shezoichim lasos yichud hapnimi, that the human being, through his good deeds, which were inspired by that spark that came to him from that yichud hachitzoim, when he starts doing good deeds and chasing after Hashem, he causes the yichud pnimi to take place. Shaydezeh mechadshin huemuna, which causes a chidush huemuna, which causes a renewing of faith in Hashem. V'zoichim lahakirois yizborach behekoro yisera, and gives the person the ability, and gives the world the ability, to recognize Hashem much, much more than they did before. Ulehepechas v'sholem, and on the other extreme, ho'akum, the non-Jews, Heim gruim harbe harbe michius hamalochim. They are much, much worse off than the angels. Ki etzlom niskalkel ze hachius, because by them, they end up messing up the light that comes to them from that yichud hachitzon ad shebo lemunas kuzvius, to the point where they end up straying, going way off track into false beliefs. And it's all due to the fact that the world that we are in is so megushim, is so physical, and it has so much junk in it. The canal, as we said before, the alkane, and therefore, afilu hafilozofim vuhapikursim rubam kikulam moidim b'metzias Hashem Yisborach. The vast majority of philosophers and non-believers believe in a concept of a Hashem, of a creator. You would ask, where does it come? Where does that come from? It comes from that light, from the Yichud HaChitzayim, that's not dependent on good deeds or anything, it's not dependent on man whatsoever. It's a faucet that's always turned on and it's always flowing. And it's always broadcasting a message of Emunah in Hashem. Again, it's just that when it comes into this world, it doesn't come as a flow, it comes as tiny droplets. Rak machmas shelo hishlichu tavosam b'shvil Hashem Yisborach. However, these philosophers, these thinkers, because of the fact that they refuse to part with their taivus rois and midos rois for the sake of Hashem, v'roitzim lachgur besichlam levad b'li shviras taivus, and but rather they want to be deep thinkers without rejecting the physical desires, the gashmius of this world. And without showing any serious loyal dedication for Hashem, without giving up anything for their spirituality, that's what causes them to stray in the different ways that they stray. Paragraph Zayin. V'ze b'chinas shvuas, b'chinas kabbalas ha-toira. Ki kol inyan hanal, because the whole discussion that we just had from the Arizal is tied into what Rabbeinu Zal says in chapter 5 in the second half of Likutei Moran, the chapter of Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, where Rabbeinu Zal says there, Shelahalois emuna hanafula tzrichin lachtor hamayim shemehem gedelo hu emuna. That when a person is suffering from a weakening of their faith in Hashem, the person wants to strengthen that faith, they have to dig for the waters that have the ability to nourish the faith. Shein bechinas etzos. Those waters are in the form of advice. Shenim shochim me oimek halev. Advice that's coming from the depth of the heart. Dahainu, Rabbeinu Zal says over there, this requires, when a person is feeling a deficiency and a weakness in emuna, they have to cry out to Hashem from the depth of their heart. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran that it's impossible to be able to do that properly without the ish tvunois, without a tzaddik, who is a man of great understanding, who is a person who has caused his neshama to sparkle by the fact that he has done a lot of drawing ruchnius, spirituality, into tzimtzumim, into kalim, into constrictions. Shalidei zeh mamshich parnosa, which results in him bringing parnosa into the world, shalidei haparnosa humetzachtzeach nafshoi, and as a result of the parnosa, that causes his soul, his nefesh, to sparkle, to shine. Vayidei zeh hu ish tvunois, and that's what makes him an ish tvunois, a man of deep understanding. Vezoiche lahamshich etzois meyomek halev, and this tzaddik is zoiche to draw advice from the depth of the heart, which is what nourishes and fixes up the emuna. Rabbeinu Zal says this over there in Likutei Moran, and that in Torah Hey, in the second half of Likutei Moran, and Rabbeinu Zal explains this broadly. He takes each two words that we just said here and explains it as a paragraph. V'chol zeh hu bechinas kavonas kriya shma hanal. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to weave together what Rabbeinu Zal says in Likutei Moran and what the Arizal says in the Pri Eitz Chaim, explaining the Kavanas of Kriya Shema regarding the Yichud Chitzon and the Yichud Pnimi. Ki betchilo tzrichin lahamshich ruchnias elokus letoich tzimtzumim kedei lahamshich parnoso lechol hoilomos. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran that step one is to draw ruchnias, spirituality, into tzimtzumim, into vessels, in order to generate parnosa for all the worlds, and also kedei letzachtzeach haneshama, and also to make the neshama sparkle, shehem hamoichin. When we use the word neshama, we're referring to the brain, the seichel of the person. Al yidei zeh, as a result of this, umeihechon. Now the question is, how in the world is a human being zeichet to this? To draw ruchnius elokus into tzimtzumim? Lahamshich ruchnius elokus l'toch tzimtzumim.
The answer is, Achze nimshach mebechinas hayichud ho elyoin hachitzon anal. The answer is, it's done automatically in a sense. It starts automatically. By the fact that there is this yichud in heaven, called this yichud hachitzon of Yud-Kei, which is generating ruchnius all the time, it's generating light all the time, shemishom nimshach bikvius tomid chius l'chol hoylamos. It's constantly spurting out spiritual life to all the worlds. Ve'ein onu tzrichim lo'oirer ze hayichud al yidei ma'asenu. We are not required to do anything to get that yichud going through our deeds. It has nothing to do with our deeds. Kiim lahamshich aleinu v'al kol hoylamos hachius hanimshach mishon. All we need to do is drink it. That's all. We don't have to start it. We don't have to crank it up. We don't have to make... We just have to grab it. Kimavorshom bekavonas ha'arizal, as is explained in the kavonas of the Arizal on Kriyashma. V'ze b'chinas ma shetzrichim b'tchilo lahamshich ruchnias elokus hanimshach mishon letoich tzimtzumim kidei sheyucha lehislabesh bozeh ho'ilam. This is what Rabbeinu Zal means in Likut Imran when he says that a Jew has to draw spirituality, Ruchnias Elokus, from a certain place. Where's the place? The place is coming from that Yichud Achitzoin, which is something that Hashem started up, and Hashem is maintaining it, nothing to do with us. A person has to draw light from there and draw it into Kalim, into vessels, so that it can be made available to this physical world. Kize onu tzrichen lasois lahamshich ze hachius latoich tzimtzumim kidei lahamshich shefa v'chius parnoso lahachios kol hoylamos. This is something that we do need to do. We need to take that spirituality and put it into vessels so that it can generate parnoso, so that it can generate chius to all the worlds. Ki afil hachius hanimshach b'kvius because even this spiritual light, which is constantly flowing without any doing on our part, we have to see to it to package that light, to package it, to restrict it, to put it into kelim, so that it doesn't get messed up in this physical world. Shelo yeh nimshach chas v'shalom mizeh achius l'toich refesh votit el aklipois v'asitrachra, so that that light doesn't spill out on the floor. L'havdil, you picture a case where there's somebody standing on the 39th floor of a building upstairs, and it's a hot summer day, and the people downstairs are standing outside in the sun, and all of them are saying, boy, it's so hot out here. I can't take it. It's boiling. I'm sweating. And then the guy upstairs hears, and he starts laughing, and he goes to the refrigerator. He's got a big refrigerator upstairs with big, big bottles of delicious, refreshing orange juice, and he takes it out of the refrigerator. He goes over to the window, and he starts pouring it down at these people who are 39 floors down. If those people have kalim into which to receive that water or that orange juice, then they're going to enjoy it. If not, they're going to get very wet, or the floor is going to get very dirty and slippery. That orange juice is going to go nowhere, period. And Rav Nosson Zal is explaining the same thing is here, that there is this ruchnias elokus, there is this light being cranked out from this yichud achitzoin, and some of it is coming our way into this physical world. But we must, and again, we don't start that light, we don't generate that light, but in order for that light to be positive, to have positive effects in this world, we've got to prepare kelim to receive that light. Alkein, tzorich odom tekev kishemagi olav heoranal, shubachinas ruchnias elokus. Therefore, as soon as a human being feels that light starting to beam upon them, the person has to see to it to receive that light and to accept that light with holiness, with purity. And the way that the person does that is by jumping up and saying, Hashem, I'm here. Shemis oireh takeif l'Hashem yizborach, where the person turns himself on to Hashem, kishemagi alov hisnoitetzus ve'or azois kanal. As soon as he receives that light coming from that yichud achitzoyim, shalidei zeh shemis oireh atzmoi l'Hashem yizborach, by the person taking that and running with it and turning himself on to Hashem, and the person starts making moves towards purifying himself, towards improving himself, and he starts cranking up desires inside of himself to yearn to Hashem, to serve Hashem, even though at this point in time he has no idea what that means, how to serve Hashem. He doesn't know anything about it. Just by the fact that the person starts a yearning going, and he starts thirsting and wanting to be good, that alone generates vessels and constrictions, so that that light goes into those vessels. It doesn't spill out on the floor. It doesn't go nowhere. It goes somewhere. It goes into the kelim that the person has created just by his good ritzonos. Not only does this assist in sustaining all the items that are already in existence, afgam hu boirei tekef briois kedoshois chadoshois, but rather, this alone, the person's good desires alone, create new creations. Sheheim bechinas chibur ruchnius elokus imatzimtzum, creations which are a combination of spiritual and physical. Ruchnius and Tzimtzum. Shehu b'chinas guf. Tzimtzum, an example of a Tzimtzum is a body, a physical body. U'kemavur ba'toyranal, as is explained in the Torah in Likutei Moran. Vaidei zeh mamshich hachiyus v'hashefa v'parnoso b'shefa godoil el sitra digdusha levad. And when the person does this, he is zeichet to see to it that the light, which Rav Nosson Zal calls the chiyus, the shefa, the parnosa, comes flowing solidly, b'shefa godoil, into the kedusha only. It doesn't spill out on the floor. It goes into cups and bottles. It gets bottled and packaged, and it stays on the side of the good guys, on the side of the kedusha. And this causes his neshama to sparkle, to glow. Haynu b'china sanal, as we said before, Shenitoisav he'oro b'hamoichim, a brand new light gets added to this, to the moyach, to the shema neshama, to the neshama, kidei sheyucha lalois besoid mayinukvin, so that the person's good deeds can rise up to Hashem and serve as the fluid that's needed to prepare for that yichud pnimi. Vazai hu yochoi litzoik me'oimek halev. And then the person is inspired to be able to cry out to Hashem from the depths of his heart, ad sheyachtor v'yigale ho'etzos, till the person is zoichet to dig up and reveal the advice, shemehem gedelo ho'emuna, which is what will nourish and help the emuna to develop completely. Hainu kanal. This ties into what the Arizal said, shaydezeh hu oile besoid mayin nukvin b'mesiras nefesh. When a person, as a result of receiving that light from the Yichud Achitzon, he pushes himself to want to be inspired, to want to come close to Hashem, those Ritzonos alone generate a Mayin Nukvin, these waters, these spiritual waters, Shezehu Bechinas Hatzaoko Me'oimak Halev. And this is tied into what Rabbeinu Zal referred to as the crying out Hashem from the depths of the heart. Bechinas tzoak libam el Hashem, Shezeo b'chinas mesiras nefesh. That's what the Arizal is referring to as mesiras nefesh. B'chinas eilecho Hashem nafshi eso. The pasuk says, Hashem, I lift up my soul to you. That's what the Arizal referred to as giving your soul to Hashem with mesiras nefesh. Upirish Rashi, Rashi HaKodesh says, libi achavein. I focus my heart. So the terminology that Rabbeinu Zal uses in Likutei Moran of Tzoak Libom El Hashem, and the terminology that the Arizal uses of Ritzoinois and Kisufin for Mesiras Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem, those are identical. Those are the same thing. Faideze Goyrem Yichud Elyon Apnimi, and this goes on to cause the Yichud Hapnimi of Yud K to take effect. Ve'oz mamshich chius me'umka debira, and then that person is zeicha to draw spiritual life from the deep depths of the pit, from deep waters. Bechinas mayim amukim eitzah b'levish. There's a pasuk that says that there are deep waters that generate advice into the hearts of man. Shemisham gdeilo ha'emuna. And that's what nourishes the emuna. Hainu shehu mamshich chius haneshamos. From this yichud apnimi, the person is drawing spiritual light that nourishes the souls of Jews, the souls of tzaddikim, not malachim. We're talking about Jews now, tzaddikim. Shehu bechinas eitzos kedoshos. This is the concept of holy advice. Bechinas tariag iten doraisa. Like the 613 pieces of advice of the Torah. The Zohar HaKadosh calls the Taryag Mitzvos Taryag Itin. Shekol ze nimshach miyichud hapnimi. All of this flows from the Yichud hapnimi, shaydeze ikar aliyas emuna b'shleimus, which is what causes the emuna to be elevated and to be completed to the highest degree of fulfillment. We started a discussion, we're in the middle of a discussion here, and Rav Nosson Zal now is going to tie it into the holiday of Shavuos. Shekoidim loze makriven oimer soirim, whereby prior to the holiday of Shavuos, we bring the special korban omer, which is from barley, shehu bechinas klolius hatzimtzumim. This Korban Omer is known in Sifrei Kabbalah as super tzimtzumim, super constrictions. Why? Ki soiro hu bechinas beiz palmim menatzbach, shehu klolius kol hatzimtzumim, ki yodua. We know that there are different types of letters, different groupings of letters in the Aleph Beis that are discussed in the Sefer Yetzirah. One of these groupings is called the oisiois stumois, the letters which when they close a word, they take on a different format. These letters are menatzbach, mem, nun, tzadik, pei, chof, where when they appear in the beginning or the middle of the word, they're written a certain way. When they appear at the end of the word, they're written differently. And therefore they're given this name oisiois stumois, the closing letters, or the closed letters. Now we know generally, open is a concept of kindness, chesed. Open the door, open your heart. Poiseach es yodecho. Whereas closed is a concept of midas hadin, when the door is closed. So that these closing letters are generally assumed to be a concept of din, gevura, tzimtzum. And therefore, the Arizal says that the word so'ira, when spelled without the vav, sin, ayin, reish, hey, has a numerical value of 575, which is 2 times menatzbach. Menatzbach, mem nun tzadik pechov, is 280, plus the 5 letters, the actual 5 letters, is 285. 2 times 285 is 370. And then an additional 5, because it's 5 letters that are being referred to here, gives you that gematria of so'ira. This is something that's discussed in the Kisvei Arizal, that barley is known to be an inyan of tzimtzum, gevurois, meichel behemoth, animal food, versus wheat, which compared to barley is referred to as human food. By bringing this korban oimer from barley, we are drawing spirituality into a tzimtzum. Vazai maschilan lispor sfiras oimer. And that's how we kick off, we begin the process of counting the oimer, as it's called. Ki achar kach oiskim boze kol mem tes yimei oimer, lahamshich ruchnis elekus letoich hayomim vahamidois haidei mitzvah sfiras oimer. Shekol ze hu bechinas hamshochas ruchnis elekus letoich hatzimtzumim. And then we continue for 49 days counting the oimer. And this concept of counting the oimer is a tzimtzum. It's not something that's endless or boundless. It's very specific, very constricted. Today is the 21st day in the oimer. It's not the 22nd. It's not the 20th. It's precisely exactly this. And we count at an exact time of day. It's measured, which is an aspect of tzimtzum. And again, we're drawing ruchnius, spirituality, into a tzimtzum. The first day is chesed shebechesed. The second day is gevura shebechesed, which are very specific items. Vaydeze mamshichin parnosa. And Rabbeinu Zal had told us in the chapter on Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, in chapter 5, in the second half of Likutei Moran, that when a Jew draws ruchnius, Elukus, into tzimtzumim, that helps you draw parnosa. V'zeichin l'achila d'gdusha, and we're zeichin to eat properly with holiness, b'chinas tzadik oichel l'soiv anafshoi, which is the concept of the tzadik who eats for the neshama, not for taiva's sake, but to satisfy the soul. This Rabbeinu Zal says in Likutei Moran there. Now Rav Nosson Zal makes the connection. V'alkein lo'yhutro hu'achila, ad hakrovas oimer. Now you could understand why the Gemara tells us that until the korban omer was brought, they were not allowed to eat from the new grains. Ki osur lechol shum lechem shehu ikar hu'achila ad sheyavor olav hakrovas oimer. You're not allowed to eat any type of bread or cake that's made from the grains of the new crop until you first brought the korban omer. Ki parnosas va'achilas Yisrael tzorich sheyia nimshach dafka al yidei hamshochas ruchnis elokus letoch tzimtzumim shehu bechinas hakrovas oimer soirim. Because Rabbeinu Zal had told us in Likutei Moran that Klal Yisrael wants to draw their achila and their parnosa via holiness. And in order to do that, you have to first draw ruchnis elokus into tzimtzumim. If you do that as step one, then as step two, when you try to draw parnosa or achila, it's with kedusha. It's the right way. Kedei sheyuchlu al yidei parnosa v'achila gdoish hazois letzach tzeach nishmosam. So that once we're eating this way, with this prerequisite of having drawn the ruchnius elikus into tzimtzumim, that type of eating causes the person's neshama to sparkle, to shine. And that allows the person to draw the waters from the depths, the mayim amukim eitza b'levish that we mentioned earlier. When? B'shavuos, on the holiday of Shavuos, k'dei lekabel taryag itin de'oraisa, because on Shavuos is when we receive the 613 pieces of advice of the Torah. That's what the Zohar HaKadosh calls the mitzvos, taryag itin. Shehu klolius haTorah, which is the entire Torah, shenimshach meumka debira, which comes from a deep place, mibchinas mayim amukim kanal. It's coming from the deep waters that Rabbeinu Zal refers to in the chapter on Likutei Moran. Vze bchinas soid gedulas kedushas hamikveh shel Shavuos. And with this, we can also tie into this the secret of the awesome holiness of going to the mikveh on Shavuos night. This is the one holiday of the year where there's a special inyan of going to the... Generally, we go to the mikveh before a holiday begins. We go on Erev Shabbos, we go on Erev Pesach, on Erev Sukkos, we go on Erev Shavuos, But besides going to the mikvah on Erev Shavuos, according to Kabbalah, there's an incredible, incredible accomplishment if a Jew is zeche to go to the mikvah on Shavuos night, after midnight, after Chatzos, towards morning. Shehu mikvah shel shar hachamishim. That mikvah is known as the mikvah of the 50th level. Ki kol ha-toira shi b'chinas eitzo, b'chinas taryagitin, ha-koil nimshach mi-b'chinas mayim anal. Because Shavuos is a time when we're accepting the Torah, we're receiving the Torah. The Torah is advice. We know that advice comes from deep waters. As the Pasuk says, mayim amukim eitzo b'levish. Shehim b'chinas shar ha-chamishim. Shezeo b'chinas mikveh mayim, b'chinas ha-mikveh shel Shavuos. Shehu b'chinas be'er mayim chayim, ve'noizlin min levonoim. That mikveh is the concept of a wellspring of living waters which come forth from Lebanon. Levonoim is a term that's used to high-level moichin. The word levonoim is a combination of two parts. Lamed beis, which is chachma. The Sefer Yetzirah begins with the words Lamed Beis Nesivus HaChochma. There are 32 paths of Chochma. And the remaining letters, Nun Vav Nun, represent Bina. Because the Gemara tells us there are Nun Shari Bina. There are 50 gates of Bina. The Posuk Be'er Mayim Chaim V'noisim Levonoin is referring to the Meimei Hadas, the waters of wisdom, the Seichel Dikdusha that we're drawing from the Torah, which is this concept of Eitzois, which comes from deep waters, and this is why the specialness of toiveling in the mikveh on the night of Shavuos. Paragraph Tes. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein ikar hamon hischilered liYisrael b'mei hasfira. And this is why also the Gemara tells us that when did the mon start coming to Klal Yisrael when they were in the desert? It came specifically during the Yemei hasfira. The mon started coming down on the 15th day of Iyar, which is a little bit before Lag BaOmer. Ki ikar haparnoso hagdoisho nimsheches loydei amshochas ruchnius elotukus lotoch tzimtzumim. Because Rabbeinu Zal says in Likutei Moran over there, in chapter 5, in the second half of Likutei Moran, that when a Jew wants to draw parnoso or achila digdusha, he has to draw Ruchni Selikus into Tzimtzumim, Shehu Bechinas Sfira Soimer Kanal, which, as we mentioned earlier, that's what Sfira Soimer is about. That's what the barley represents in the Korban Omer. That's what the counting of the days represents. Those are all super Tzimtzumim into which holiness is being drawn. Vezeh Shoimrim Achar HaSfira. And this is why, after we make the bracha on Sfira Soimer, one of the tefillos that we say is a chapter of Tehillim, Lamnatzeach Beneginois Mizmor Shir, and there we say the posuk, Eretz Nosno Yevula, Yevorcheinu Elikim, the earth gives forth its produce, may Hashem bless us. Ki ikar habrocha v'haparnosa nimshach mishom kanal. Because the main brocha and parnosa comes from Hamshochas Ruchni Yiselukus into Tzimtzumim, of which an example of that is Sfira Soimer. Shaydeze zoichen lekabola satoira b'shvuos. And it's that process through its 49 days which leads up to the grand finale, which is receiving the Torah on Shavuos. Paragraph Yud. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, V'alkein makriven hoimer misoirim daikob. And now you'll understand why the Korban Omer had to be specifically from barley. Shehu Meichel Behema, which is known throughout the Gemara as animal food. Among the grains, wheat is considered the more choshev one, the more elegant one, which is reserved associated with human beings. Barley is a lower grade of grain, which is associated with animals. Ve'isa b'zoyer ha-kodesh, shehoimer soirim hu b'chinas minchas kenois, dehi bediku de'eshes chayel v'chulu, ayin shom. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us that this Omer, this Korban Omer, which was brought on the second day of Pesach from barley, was very similar to the Korban Minchas Omer, which was brought by a woman who was accused of being a Soita, who was suspected by her husband of having done something wrong, incorrect.
And the Zohar HaKadosh there makes a comparison between these two, that just like the mincha, which the Soita brings, the purpose of it is to check her out and to show, hopefully to show her purity, so too the Mincha Soimer, which Klal Yisrael brought upon leaving Mitzrayim in order to prepare themselves for Matan Torah, going through the 7 weeks of purification, the 7 weeks of counting the Omer, that Korban is also for this purpose. It's Bediku. It's to check out the Eishes Chayil, the Klal Yisrael, who are compared to a woman. Kios betchila satikun tzrichim lahakrav maichel behem adayka. Because on that day, on the second day of Pesach, when we're first starting the Tikkun of the Omer, we have to bring specifically Michael Behema. Ki hachiyus hanal hanimshach mizivug hachitzoin l'kium hoilomois kanal. Now Rav Nosson Zal switching back to our previous discussion from the writings of the Arizal on the topic of Kriya Shema, where Rav Nosson Zal had mentioned that kaviyochol there are two Yichudim, two special Yichudim in heaven of Yud-Kei, of Hashem, of the letters Yud-Kei of Hashem's name. There's a Yichud HaChitzayin, an outer Yichud, and there's a Yichud HaPnimi. The outer Yichud is something that's not dependent on human beings whatsoever. It's something that's constant all the time. That Yichud is always in effect, and it's the source of Chiyus for the Malachim. That's what gives life to the angels. And that's also what keeps the worlds go, what maintains the worlds, keeps the worlds in existence. And the Arizal had explained, as Rav Nosson Zal said, that it's those Jews, those tzaddikim, who take what they receive from that outer yichud, and they run with it, and they do mitzvahs nice and toivim, they cause an explosion to take place, and they're the ones who cause the yichud hapnimi, which is a much higher level yichud of Yud-Kei, which results in the neshamos of tzaddikim being created, etc., etc. So now Rav Nosson Zal is going back into that topic. Ki hachiyus hanal hanimshach mizivug hachitzoin lekiyum hoilamos, because the energy, the spiritual energy that comes from that zivug hachitzoin, which is needed to maintain the worlds, to keep the worlds in existence, ki shebo lezeh hoilam hagashmi, when that chiyus comes down into this physical world, hu bebechinas maichel behema, it comes down in a very lowly form. We had explained in the previous shiur that the chiyus, the energy that's generated from that yichud achitzoin, when it, in order for it to get to the malachim, it only has to travel a couple of miles, a couple of kilometers. So when it gets to the malachim, it gets there with all 6 billion watts. Whereas When that spiritual energy comes down to the world that we exist in, the physical world, the Olam Ha'asiyah, it's got to come down billions of miles down, down, down. And each time it goes down, it's cloaked and it's constricted and it's limited, more limited, more limited, until Rav Nosson Zal tells us here, when it comes down to this physical world, it comes down so low, in such a lowly form, that we would refer to it as Michael Behema. Ki lamalo bo'ilomo yisel yoinim sheshom malochim usrofim kidoshim shom mekablum hachiyas baruchnis kifi kidushosom. Because in the upper worlds, in the worlds of the angels, for example, when they receive the light that comes from that zivug hachitzayim, because they're so holy and they're so pure on such high level, they receive it in a very spiritual form. Avol bozeh ho'ilam, whereas coming down, down, down to this world that we're in, shehu megusham ma'oid, this world which is extremely physical and base, kishebo zeh achiyus lozeh ho'ilam, when that energy reaches down into our world, b'tchilo hu bebechinas maichel behema, we had learned earlier, it comes in the form of a tiny little speck, like a little spark. That tiny little spark, Rav Nosson Zal is referring to here as Michael Behema, compared to Michael Odom, which is a much higher level. Rak sheyesh koyach lebnei Odom lahamshich al atzmon zeh hachiyus ulahoysif heora bahamoichim, Ad sheyalu besoid mayin ukvin v'yasu yichud elyon pnimi u'mishom yoyred chiyas haneshom yishol b'nei adam. However, as we explained earlier, human beings have the ability and have the privilege, if they want, to take that tiny spark of light, which we're referring to here as Michael Behema, and to run with, to draw it upon themselves, and to expand it, to add to it, what with their, with mitzvos and ma'asim tovim, and to add light to it, to which results in causing, generating mayin nukvin, generating that watery medium that's needed for the second yich, for that yichud hapnimi, that higher yichud, u'mishom yoyred chiyas haneshom shel bnei adam. And it's from that higher yichud, yichud hapnimi, when that starts generating energy, that's what generates the souls of human beings, not the souls of angels, the souls of human beings, which are much, much higher than the souls of angels. Because a human being has the ability to rise to a much higher level than an angel. The oz daiko ikur habirur shel hama'acholim shenizbarim mibechina asmaichel behemo lamaichel odom. And that's when the refinement process takes place of taking the energy and refining it from Michael Behema, from a level called animal level, to Michael Odom, to a human level. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. As we mentioned earlier, Rav Nosson Zal bases this on a paragraph in the writings of the Arizal, which is Kabbalistic. However, Rav Nosson Zal, with his incredible clear understanding of Kabbalah, and with his clear understanding of Chassidus, he weaves both together, and he uses the Arizal's presentation in Kabbalah to give us an understanding on a Chassidus level of how to apply the Arizal's Kabbalistic discussion to our own lives. Lamaisa. Ki ze hoilam huasiya bechloloi hu bebechinas behema hedar adas neged oilam oisrael yoinim. Because this physical world that we live in, this Olam HaAsiya, this Olam HaGashmi, compared to the world of the angels, we refer to our world as animal, as Behema, compared to referring to them as Odom, in comparison, again, lower and higher. V'alkein Behema b'gimatria bon kimuva shehu b'chinas asiya kiyadua. And this is why we'll go over this quickly. I don't want to dwell on this because this is Kabbalah. That's not the purpose of our discussion. We know in Hashem's name, Yud, Ke, Vov, Ke, there are four combinations to it. Hashem's name, Yud, Ke, Vov, Ke, when the letters are filled out, can be written four different ways. One way is Yud, Vov, Dalid, He, Yud, Vov, Yud, Vov, He, Yud. That's called Ayin Beis. That's the highest gematria of Yud Kei Vav Kei, 72. There's another form where everything remains the same, just instead of Vav Yud Vav, it's Vav Aleph Vav. We're changing the Yud into an Aleph, we're subtracting 9 so that it becomes Samach Gimel, 63. Of, Sog, then the third combination is called Mo, Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Aleph. Vav Aleph Vav He Aleph, which is 45. And then the fourth combination is called Bon, which is Yud Vav Dalid, He He, Vav Vav, He He. That's the way it's spelled. In the Zohar HaKadosh and the writings of the Arizal, they explain exactly why it is this way and what the significance of it is, etc. But for our purposes now, there are these four Tzirufim of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which correspond to the four worlds. Ayin Beis corresponds to Atzilus, Samach Gimel corresponds to Bria, Mo, 45, corresponds to Yitzira, and Bon corresponds to the Olam HaAsiya, the lowest world, the world that we're in, which is called the Olam HaAsiya. So Rav Nosson Zal says, by the way, guys, you'll observe that the name of Hashem that's associated with our physical world, this Shem Bon, Beis Nun, is Bigimatria Behema, showing that our Olam HaGashmi, this physical world that we're in, compared to the upper worlds, is a concept of Behema, a concept of a low level Seichel. ועל כן כל החיוס הוא אליון, כשנמשך לו זה הועילם, קודם שבני אודו מברן ומסקנו לו איסוי, הוא בבחינס חיוס ומייכל בהמה כנל. And therefore, spiritual energy coming from above, when it comes down to this world, in stage one, it's referred to in the form of Michael Behema. That's how it starts out, because it's coming down to such a super low place. V'shom ikar ha-bechiro v'hanisoyon. And that's where the main test takes place, the main free choice. Ki ikar ha-bechiro bebechinas hanal. Because the main test, the main free choice, is in this specific point. Shekishayoyreit ha-chiyusoyon l'zeh ho'ilam. שמשום מגיע לו הסנויטסוס אלוקוס ורמוזם בליבוי מהשם יזבורך לזכרב למונוסוי, that when this spiritual energy from way, way up there comes down to this world in the form of a spark and it touches a Jew's heart and the Jew feels a pinch, he feels something pinching him, trying to wake him up, to inspire him, to want to be spiritual, to want to come close to Hashem, to want to improve himself, azai, and to want to connect with emun and Hashem, azai yesh biyodoi koyach lo rutzach rav yisborach, the person has the ability and the choice whether to choose to use that little spark as enough of a motivation and inspiration to start running after Hashem, to move himself in the direction of Hashem, oy lehepechas v'shom kanal, or to crush it, you know, to ignore it. Umi shezoicha lehisoyer tekef v'livchor b'chayim v'lo ratzach rav yisborach b'mesiras nefesh ad shezoicha ligroim yichud hapnimi ulahamshich misham eitzos shemehem gdei lo ha'emuna umale ha'emuna min filoso. And a Jew who zoicha to take the hint and to take the ball and run with it, to grab that spark, that little bit of inspiration, and to make some kind of a major move that requires even Mesiras Nefesh towards Hashem, thereby causing the Yichud HaPnimi to take place, and drawing from there advice, drawing from there his Galus Emunah, because we had learned earlier that the type of Emunah that comes from the Yichud HaChitzoin is a very small and weakish. When somebody causes that Yichud HaPnimi, that generates an explosion which brings forth a flow of emunah that can be broadcasted worldwide, that kind of thing. So the person is zoche to draw upon themselves eitzos, which are what nourish, what nurture the emunah, umale ho emunah min filosa, and he elevates the emunah from its fallen state. Azai hu oile b'chol pam midarga ledarga. Such a person starts a cycle going where he starts climbing up, 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 and higher and higher and higher. Ki mitzvah goyreres mitzvah. Because we know that this is the way it works. One mitzvah leads you into the next mitzvah. Ki kol hascholois koshois. Because the Gemara tells us that new beginnings are always very difficult. Ki betchilo koidim shezoichen leida mishum eitzo umishum mitzvah. Because in the beginning, before the Torah was revealed, before man knew of any mitzvos or any eitzos, any real eitzos, kimoi ovois oilam, for example, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, shehoyu koidem matan Torah, who were in the world before matan Torah, azai kishemagi aleim heora hanal hanemsheches tomed b'li hefsek, when they received that flow of light that came from the yichud hachitzoin, that yichud that's constant, that's always cranking out light, azai tzrichim yegiois gedoilois lasois tzimtzumim lekablo bigdusha betara. It requires tremendous effort and tremendous struggle to create the kalim to hold that spark, you know, to do something constructive with that spark. Shehu bechinas hamshochas ruchnias elokus l'tach tzimtzumim, was to cause spirituality to be brought into tzimtzumim, into kalim. Because at that point it requires tremendous struggle, machmas sha'adayin moichoi bekatnus godoil, because the person's moyach is on a very low level at that time. This is before Matan Torah,
before major Sechel was Sechel Dikdusha was presented into the world, before major Hizgalus of Emuna, Ve'ein loy shum kli adayin lahamshech l'atzmai or kanal, and the person doesn't have a good vessel to draw that light upon himself with. V'al kein be'emes eino yochel lahamshech gam miyichud apnimi chiyus haneshamois mimokoim hagavoya b'yoser kiyum mimokoim hanomuch. And therefore, he doesn't have the ability to draw from the yichud hapnimi chiyus of neshamois from this high, high place, but rather he can only draw from a lower source. Ki kifi heho'ora shemekabel b'moichem miyichud achitzen, because it's only to the degree that he receives the light that comes from that outer yichud. Ukefi ha'mesiris nefesh, and based on the mesiris nefesh that he shows, even having just received that little bit of light, shayidei zeh oyle besoid mayin nukvin, which causes that person to rise up in the form of mayin nukvin, these spiritual waters, which are a prelude and a prerequisite for affecting that yichud hapnimi, kein goyrem yichud pnimi yoyser elyon. That's what allows the person to generate and to affect that higher yichud, that yichud hapnimi. Ukemoikein mamshich chiyus haneshamois mimadrega gavoya yoyser. And that's what allows him to draw the spirituality that gives life to neshamois from a much higher level than that yichud achitzain, from that yichud hapnimi. Kiaf al pi shehachiyus miyichud hachitzain nimshach tomet b'li hefzik shelo yardei maseinu, because even though we explained earlier that the energy that comes from that yichud hachitzain is constant, it's always flowing, and it's not dependent on our deeds, af al pi kein yesh shinuyim gedoilim mitzat hamekablim, still you have to realize that those on the receiving end are not all receiving it the same way. This is a question that somebody had raised in the previous shiur or two shiurim ago, that this light that comes from this yichud achitzain, which is constant, which is an energy that's used to maintain the world, are all different participants in the world receiving it the same way? And here's where Rav Nosson Zal addresses this. Definitely not.